kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Mula running at gym training hanggang Pilates classes, kapansin-pansin umano ang pagdami ng mga Pilipinong sumasali sa fitness community sa Australia. Ayon kay Jordan Pobre, isang Filipino-Australian personal trainer, massage therapist at intensive care nurse, malaki ang naging paglago nito sa nakalipas na 5 hanggang 10 taon.
Working in the industry of massage and personal training, I've come across quite more Filipinos doing running, especially. It seems to be picking up over the last, I reckon, 5 to 10 years. And with Pilates as well, I think, yeah, the general Filipino community, well, in Australia, they're taking up exercise as part of their lifestyle.
Ayon kay Jordan, malaking impluwensya rito ang social media at ang mas madaling access sa impormasyon tungkol sa health, diet at exercise. Dagdag pa niya, mas marami na ring Pilipino ang nagiging conscious sa kanilang overall well-being.
Social media and the information circling around, like health and fitness has always been growing in Australia, but there's so much about diet, there's so much about like bad foods and the benefits of exercise. And I think, you know, Filipinos, we like to be proud of who we are. And so why not be a part of what is good out there, which is exercise and fitness, and like in comparison, yeah. And I think that's kind of like how it goes. We're taking bits of what is the good information available to us, and I think social media in the last 10 years has been probably the biggest influencer of that.
Ayon naman sa Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, bumaba sa 46% noong 2022 ang bilang ng mga Australian adults na hindi nakakaabot sa recommended physical activity guidelines mula sa 65% noong 2017 hanggang 2018. Kasunod ito ng pagtaas ng interes ng maraming Australians sa exercise at wellness activities nitong mga nakaraang taon. Sa panahon din ng pandemya, nagbago umano ang exercise habits ng maraming Australians, kung saan mas naging motivated ang ilan dahil sa mental health benefits ng physical activity. Ngunit ayon sa eksperto, kasabay ng pagiging active ng karamihan ay ang pagdami rin ng mga taong nakakaranas ng body pain at injuries. Kabilang sa mga pinakakaraniwang reklamo ang lower back pain, neck pain at shoulder tension.
And it's more so related, in my point of view, to office style work postures, and then they carry that into the active lifestyle, which makes them susceptible to injury. So if you're working in an office for extended hours, and then you start rounding at the back, and then you go to the gym, and then you start lifting things above your head with the rounded shoulders, then you start getting all of these suboptimal movement patterns, which turns into injury over time.
Ipinaliwanag ni Jordan na maraming workers ang matagal na nakaupo o naka-round posture habang nagtatrabaho, at kapag dumiretso agad sa gym ng walang tamang movement patterns, mas tumaas ang posibilidad ng injury. Aniya, hindi lamang exercise ang mahalaga, kundi pati recovery at proper body care.
Recovery, training and exercise is part of the process with recovery. You don't do one without the other. It cannot exist without each other to gain the benefits. So allowing the body to rest and recover allows you the body to kind of like heal and repair, so we can do more. So you do need to provide time for rest and recovery. And rest and recovery with exercise, it entails massaging the body, giving it the proper manual treatment. And that could be massage to cupping, to dry needling, to active mobility, stretching. There's so many techniques out there, but as long as you put time for it, you'll allow the body to do what it's capable of over time without injuring yourself.
Kabilang sa recovery methods na binanggit niya ay massage therapy, stretching, mobility exercises at muscle activation techniques upang matulungan ang katawan na makapag-repair at maiwasan ang injury. Ayon pa kay Jordan, mas mataas din ang risk ng muscle tension at body pain sa mga Pilipinong nagtatrabaho sa hospitality, healthcare at office environments. Bilang isang nurse sa intensive care unit, personal umano niyang nakikita ang epekto ng stress at repetitive movements sa katawan.
I see it quite predominantly especially in the nursing field and the doctors. We're always using our hands in front of us, we're leaning in over in front of our patients. So that comes with the rounding of the shoulders and the high stress levels in any workplace. If there's stress, that's rising of the shoulder and stress, and that also plays its role on the body and how we kind of like position our body, how we feel. Kind of like we may not know it, but it does contract our muscles in a way that fuses us in a position. So it's very common for like high raised shoulders in a stressful situation. And yes, hospitality workers, we're all anything to do with people. We're Filipinos are hospitable, so we're always watching on how to accommodate for the client or the patient, and that in itself takes hard work, and it does take a toll on the body with all of the repetitive moves that we do within each job.
Dagdag niya, maaaring manatiling tense o contracted ang muscles dahil sa stress at paulit-ulit na galaw sa trabaho, na kalaunan ay maaaring magdulot ng discomfort at injury. Para naman sa mga nais magsimula ng kanilang fitness journey, payo ni Jordan na magsimula ng dahan-dahan at huwag madaliin ang progreso.
I think dealing with professionals, people who understand movement, personal trainers, physiotherapists, chiropractors, these professionals, they understand movement patterns and how the body moves. So if you want to do things safely with correct technique, definitely see a professional to help you get along with that journey, because with beginners, usually that's what runs them into injury in the first place. It's lifting weight without knowing proper technique. And then that's what usually happens. Have fun with it. Do something that you love, and usually something you can do socially, because that enhances commitment to physical activity.
Mahalaga rin aniyang matutunan ang tamang technique at humingi ng gabay mula sa professionals gaya ng personal trainers, physiotherapists upang maiwasan ang injury. At higit sa lahat, piliin umano ang activity na enjoyable at maaaring gawin kasama ang ibang tao upang mas mapanatili ang consistency.
Start small and start with something with achievable. Like history, like I've run ultra marathons, I've run 100 kilometers races, but I never thought I would do such a thing. I started off running around the block just once, and then from there that block eventually turned into running across two blocks, and then over time, next thing you know, I'm doing a 7-kilometer run, and I think that that becomes a bit more easier. Start small with weights and gyms, start light, and really value proper technique. I think technique is very important, so be informed with the moves that you're gonna do with weights, do something that you like, that's fun. And if you can have a friend with you, that's definitely going to facilitate commitment, enjoyment, and being that person that you want to be.
Habang patuloy na lumalago ang fitness culture sa Australia, tila mas marami ring Pilipino ang unti-unting ginagawang bahagi ng kanilang lifestyle ang pag-aalaga sa katawan at kalusugan. Ako si Vanessa Bragas para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.